Everest, author of 11 books, and Dr. Don Fried all heard me say the same thing. So don't think that people being present, guests, Russians or anyone else, were going to affect one thing about me in terms of our structure. I will not allow what I see happening. And Johnny has reported too much to me, and so has the other administrator aides, and it's going to stop as of now immediately. Thank you. I love you very much.
Я хочу мир. A little bit more of the news I think needs to be brought into your consideration. It's amazing that we are a nation, an area free of the mosquito, whereas in just one nation, India alone, 75 million had malaria last year. Several thousands had it in North America. Every nation is suffering a new outbreak of malaria. All you have to do is to take your salt as directed or your pill. That prevents it. But it's miraculous that we have not yet, and there should be more investigation done by the agronomist, botanist, the pathologist, the biologist, rather, the doctor, to see if there is enough of this mosquito around. But we have not located the one at all that bears any type of disease, whereas there are three very dangerous type of mosquitoes in the United States bearing one brain fever, encephalitis, and the other a crippling form of arthritis. But imagine, 75 million had arthritis, had malaria in India last year, and 800,000 of those, nearly 1 million, died. The number of people with malaria in the world today equals the combined populations of Japan, over 100 million, Malaya, over 100 million, and the Philippines, nearly 100 million. 300 million people, a third of a billion people, had malaria. It is nothing to toy with, and so be sure you eat your food properly and all of the balanced foods and take whatever medicines your doctors have required. Now, I want to say something very serious and very urgent. I want administration ears to this and all medical department personnel to listen. This does not apply to the doctor in any way particular. There are a number of people capable of conducting diagnostic studies on people, to giving them pure physicals, and some have given no physicals in weeks. I am disgusted, consternated, and perplexed. I am not a person that's by any means down under. This temperature, though, rises, and I contend with it daily. I continue with my work and writings. We're getting some preparations for memoirs that'll be later used for the glorification of this community. And I work, and I'm on this telephone, carrying business with the radio on every minute, and go out from time to time to stroll to see how people are doing their work. But I am sick and tired of the fact that I have asked repeatedly in times past that people be trained, even lay people can be trained in simple diagnostic work. And nothing has been done about it. I want full physicals done on everybody in this place. Do you hear me? And I mean business about this. I want full physicals done, no less than, particularly now, because some have not been done. I want them done in 3 months. So that is your goal. That means you're going to have to train some people how to do things, and some of you are going to have to get off of your duff and quit doing this. You're acting like petty bourgeois doctors and petty bourgeois practitioners and petty bourgeois nurses. There's no sense in this. The doctor should have a briefing immediately. There should be called an emergency session right now. I demand it, and all medical people should be taught, and even outside people like the Chinese socialists and the Soviets, where they have barefoot doctors. They train them in noticing the simplest syndromes of cancer and other contagious diseases or viruses and other symptomatic disorders. It's very easily done, and I demand it. I'm not asking it now. I damn well demand it. Do you understand me? I love you, but I demand it. There's been enough floating along here with bourgeoisie attitude in medicine. The Soviet doctors will see on the average of 16 patients a day, and they receive the same wage
and are not working for it, but they see those 16 patients, and they do a good job with 16 patients. So now let's get down to business. The doctor can't do it all. He can't possibly see all the people, but we can teach our skills, and I demand it by God now. I'm not going to talk about it anymore. I demand it. Thank you. My name out. Don't use my name. It will always embarrass you when you do. I have asked for no person to be available for my assistance except on one occasion, Annie Moore, to do certain observations when I was going through a very difficult period. I have asked for not one soul. I called Dale the other night, and he capably came to my rescue, and we were having an inhalation problem. But I want it said that Diane Louie has been doing an exceptional job of, so I understand. That's my reports, and I'm always open to correction, but I will blow when I keep getting this kind of reports, and you better correct this information if it's not, and the medical department better do it very quickly, that she's doing an excess burden of the examinations, the physical examinations, and the full studies. And I want the doctor to give everyone the training and get a class right now, and I want this goddamn thing taken care of. You're dealing with my human lives out there, and they're going to get the best medicine in the world. The Russians are impressed with what we have, but the best is not good enough. We can do better. You've done a lot of good things. The doctor's done tremendous things. So have other medical people, the nurses and the radiologists, and particularly Al Cheddar, how he's carried on when his own physical didn't feel like it. And now we have a good physical therapist in Mary Black, and a number of physical therapist assistants to help her, and all the medical nurses are in, and the ordinary practitioners, and the physical, practical nurses, all the medical staff, the laboratory technicians. You've done a good job, but this is insane that some people have not done any physical for days and days and days. This is insane. And doing a handful of physicals a day is not, it's not suitable. You're going to cause some patient to be caught too late. And I will not be able to live with that on my conscience, and I would doubt that you would be able to live with it on your conscience. So let's get our damn self organized. And I'm asking the administrator at this point, the one administrator that's here presently, because, and Sarah, of course, she's busy in a certain law phase at this moment, but Carolyn is not here, but Johnny, and if Sarah has the time, I want this implemented immediately. I want the health care of our people. If I'm prepared to pay for it, to fly people to any point in the world to get the best of surgery, if we can't perform it here, and often the doctors perform the very best thing here. But I'm tired of this organization. I'm tired of wasted time. My God, I push myself when I've got a temperature of 104 and 105, and I want to get the hell out of this damn lethargy and running around in circles and get our ass together. Thank you. I wish to say again, I'm not excluding just Diane Louie as being the only person that's doing a proficient job. There are others that are doing exceptional work. Our pharmacist has done exceptional work in his department. Other nurses, we were just informed on how a special emergency was called upon. Judy Iams responded. And Sharon, our practitioner. But I am damn tired. One thing infuriates me, causes me to go up like a rocket, makes my temperature rise, makes me angry in hell, is when somebody uses my name so that they cannot work or do something based upon my name. Because you better not quote my name unless, by God, you know what you're dealing with, because I am not a bit afraid to take on all the devils of hell, much less human beings. I love you. You've done a lot of good work. The person this was aimed at knows you've done a very good job, but don't use me as a cop-out, by God, and nobody else, nobody in this entire department, don't you ever use my name as an excuse for not working when I haven't said one damn word to you, not giving you one instruction to do one damn thing to me. Don't you lie on me, because you'll be caught with your pants hanging down. Thank you. Attention, attention, Drasvuche, Tavarish. Again, those who are interested in learning socialist barefoot medicine, the practical doctors that go through the fields of China and the Soviet Union giving training but are not really MDs but yet do major diagnostic studies and medical physical examinations, would you report your request into the office make the suggestion wide and clear in my suggestion box so Christine Lucianus will have it. Also, I understand Wanda King is interested in doing such. I want this diagnostic work to be done immediately. I am not tolerating one more second of delay. I'm asking this meeting to be called, everything else put aside. I'm calling it now. Now, so I would like to talk to my head of surveillance. If you will, please, would you step to the telephone? Will you come to the telephone immediately, please? Tim Jones, please. Attention. Luna Murrell, for instance, has done a wonderful job of nursing. She's the type of person who should be trained in all sorts of specialized areas, as Wanda King doing extra work and an exemplary job. And there are others. These type of people should be trained to go beyond their field of duty. And I do mean, I want this everything dropped and get our asses together today and start showing people how to do get a patient and show them from beginning to end. I want them to see how you do physicals, and I want them to watch, and I want this training sessions to be done regularly. I'm tired of disorganization around this goddamn place. We punch clocks in capitalism, and here we do when we want to, get up when we want to, go to bed when we want to, do whatever in the hell else when we want to. And that's not socialism amongst some. Some, this is the most fantastic place on earth, the best people in the world. Some of you have grown by leaps and bounds and strides and millions. But medicine, you cannot afford one failure. That shows my love for my people. You can't afford it. And I'm sick here with a temperature of 104 worrying about other people. But I'm not worried about myself right now. I'm worried that we don't get some patient because of our foolishness and wait, and there'll be some cancer develop, and it'll be 3 weeks too late to do anything about it. Now let's get busy and get off our butt and do it now. Thank you very much. Much love. Good physical therapist as well as a brilliant laboratory technician come to the radio room to speak to the office, please. I need your advice on a more point of information. Thank you.
You're on.
Again, I say Yahachu Mir, but though I want peace, I also want conscientious work in all fields. I just wanted to speak to Comrade Black, who is an excellent laboratory technician as well as a licensed physical therapist. She would be an ideal person to be trained in all areas of diagnostic therapy, all areas of physical examination. She has kindly consented, as busy as she will be in her field, to that training. I want this to be done regularly. I'm holding you responsible, the administrator, Comrade Bloom, responsible to this classes. These classes are conducted daily until we are, with some expertise, at recognizing the dangerous syndromes that cannot be cured other than through my power. It is blasphemous and disgraceful to depend upon my power when man has energy and knowledge here. We have the best polyclinic the Soviet Union said they'd ever seen. More medical staff than they'd ever realized in proportion to the population. So it is no excuse for us not to be doing the best job in the world. Though we do a good job, we need to be doing the best job in the world. I'm also calling for the head of security. I've called once. Now I'm not going to call again. I want the head of security, please. Immediately call the office. Thank you. I want the head of security there. I want to take note of people's reactions and how they can deal introspectively, self-analytically. What did I say the first part? I want the head of security. I said daytime security, which is my son. And by the way, he was sitting there all the time. He was just being patient, letting the other ladies go forward. So that was pointed out to one by one of the secretaries, and that was good that he wasn't defensive about it. But he is to be there, and I want this meeting to take place immediately. I want also explanation as to why people are late for work. which causes the administration immense problems, all sorts of difficulties. You are one department that is life-saving. You are the heart of the people. You can't come when you feel like it. You can't drop in when you please. People don't have that right. When people are ill, they need to have the report into clinic and to see if they have a difficulty, temperature, or what is the problem. I'll call for someone if you're severely ill. Have one of your compatriots, your comrades, call for a medical messenger that comes to the doors of our people. We're graciously concerned about your health. We go from door to door. We give each member here temperature, pulse, respiration checks, and blood pressure checks regularly. But I have to have the best of medicine, and I won't tolerate any less. I won't tolerate any less. It's terrible to watch people die with diseases that you know could have been cured if people had done what they should have done. Thank you very much, and much love.
If the CAOs, the administrative members of the triumvirate can be, those that are present, can be in this meeting, I would appreciate this meeting being coordinated and by the council representative also. It's a counseling matter. I feel this, these reports, even half of them are true, that it is dangerously overdue that we see that we get this done. I want barefoot doctors. A lot of youth can put in the suggestion box. I want to learn how. And you can be trained, and the doctor, and then other practitioners can train. And we can have people trained in medicine all over this place, so that when people come in here, it won't be a big burden on one. And this doing 4, 5, 6 medical exams a day is ridiculous, and then some doing none. This is asinine, totally asinine. We have to have time for study and research, but all people should feel this, not only the medical doctor, but all people should feel this. And I demand that it be so. This is not a request. This is a demand of the office. Thank you and much love. Attention. Attention. Yahachu Mir. We wish to have Russian played. Different people through the community have suggested to have it played constantly until we become aware of its sounds. So now will you play constantly Russian throughout between intervals of announcements and some music like Robeson's great music, his soul-stirring creativity. It was so hard on Paul Robeson. The U.S. system was so hard on him. He came back in his last year of life to take care of a loved one, and his mind collapsed from the terrible pressures and hate that still was at work just 3 years ago when he died. So we want to hear this great man. We want to hear Victor Hara. But let us now for hours listen to Russian. Get used to its sound. It will not hurt classes in the background if it's not too loud. Get used to hearing it. The more you become accustomed to it, the more eventually you will pick out sounds and pick out words. So put Russian on. Thank you very much. What did you say? Attention. Yahachu Mir. We wish to, as I said, practice Russian, and I will not be interfering much more. We had a little difficulty a moment ago that could have taken a life. A great miracle was performed. Sam Johnson was working with the chainsaw. It should have severed his artery, his tendons, his fingers, everything. But nothing was harmed. It came within 1/100th of an inch of severing his artery, which would have been, well, it'd been curtains. Now we've got to have safety classes reestablished, it seems, and safety emphasis in each department. These chances, these things can be avoided. Accidents do not happen. Nothing just happens. Everything happens just. And reverse-wise, we don't have accidents other than that there's some subconscious conflict, tiredness, resentments, hostilities. If we're taking care, they will not be done. So I want every department through the CAOs to be giving the toughest emphasis on safety and seeing that safety classes are being functioning
100% effectively every week. Thank you very much. Much love. Now with the Russian.
On the subject of delegations to the USSR. Remembering the reactions during white nights of the past, delegates expressed concern about the absence of blacks in the USSR. One writer, Lumen, has made his comments about the Russian films and the possibility of existing there.
Teaching staff all have been totally non-committal, even about the films. We are a community, you know. We will decide where we visit, what we do, where we get our educations, and that's all we talk about. And when Mrs. White was here, we don't discuss that at all. That's of no value at all to anyone present or in the past. You don't know, and don't need to ask about her. I suspect there is a deep concern about going into another, what is appeared to be, a white culture. During the difficulties when we were discussing the USSR as a popular alternative, as an alternative, it seemed to be the least popular among other major places during the difficulties of the seven-day siege for refuge, despite its obvious ability to give us better protection when Mrs. White was visiting us during the seven-day siege. For myself, I have grown more and more keen about the possibility of going there. Though, of course, all of us have initial reactions to cling to our beautiful community that we've built, unless our children would be affected some way here by difficulties or disasters. I now think it would be better for you and perhaps us to know our people were in the relatively safest spot on earth or have that option, that we have the option to go to all these places that we have been invited to be educated and to have delegations. You understand what I mean? Then you would have freedom to do many other things which somewhat less anxiety if we were to go into areas of Africa. I would hope the Soviet environment and its resources would be conducive to the pursuit of the greater accomplishment, and with the training we get from you, our young people could become effective in world humanitarian services. Yes, any youth that go to the Soviet Union will be living in their own community, a self-built community, where they would be educated, and they would be learning all about revolutionary struggle, as the Soviet Union is the avant-garde of the socialist principles of liberation. So they'd be learning of socialist living on a scale that would be much different than the Guyana base. It'd be more easily obtainable because the entire structure would support such. At least this is a perspective of one person, and her feelings are strong, though I want to express them. Whether the USSR as ERI is viewed as advantageous alternative, if we ever need it, a possible alternative or a sheer necessity, I think a good deal of information would be advisable to penetrate the reservations that so many of our people seem to feel. Perhaps an emphasis on how much the Russians would appreciate our black presence. They want us to come to visit. They're almost begging us. And let's face it now, I'm speaking, there are 50 different nationalities. Many of them are black. One of the most famous people in the Soviet Union, Pushkin, P-U-S-H-K-I-N, the most loved of Russian poets, was an African, black. We make mistakes in thinking that blacks do not exist in the Soviet Union. There are 50 different nationalities and races in Russia. And racism as a problem has never been noted and never been brought out but except the most freaky anti-communists who are trying to scare people. There is no anti-black feeling within that socialist community. Anyway, we wanted to give this information. We appreciated this information about Carolyn Lubin's bringing this up. We will also give simultaneous emphasis on the richness of the African culture and history and accomplishments that are constantly taught in the Soviet Union and would be welcomed immensely by any delegations or students that came from here to there. It would be a remarkable opportunity, and we have the remarkable opportunity, as you know, in Zambia. Those wonderful privileges of travel to our people later, fat free, and education in Africa, all these opportunities are just tremendous. Now, I have had the last case of looking back that I intend to hear about. I have told people that I would clear those who I chose and those who I would choose not. I have had the last case of those looking back to Sodom and Gomorrah. Its land of destruction is forthcoming soon. So those that have put that in my suggestion box about that Babylon, with all the information I have given you and told you to bring your loved ones here and write them to come, because they will come before it's too late if you will write properly. Now you have lost protection for the time being, and you must see the results of that in your own life. I lift my protection from you so that you might learn. We also propose a community education program designed to erode some of our adult patterns that continue to hold our children back. Overall, our children are making substantial progress. They are far more expressive, more self-confident, and more secure than they were a year ago, and much better informed, but we still see them impeded in their growth by the following poor adult examples. Needless to say, this should be brought up every moment you see a poor adult example, condescending or bad treatment of an adult to a child. Adults tend to speak to them only to criticize, and that it is done in a destructive way rather than a supportive one, never to praise them. And this is to change adults throughout this community. There is still very little affection, non-demanding, shown to children of elementary age or higher, except by a small percentage of adults. This is required from now on, that all adults reach out and hug children. Those that have been looking back to Sodom and Gomorrah, which will have some sorrow because you have the two that I'm speaking of, one older and one younger, you will, if you had lost your life and the life of others, except in the narrow view of your own family, your own kin, you would have had health and would have had a long future and would have avoided many, many problems. Love children is demanded. Adults should, when they pass children, pat them on the head, and they should give them hugs and constant attention. Like flowers, children grow by warmth and touching and loving. Children are usually expected to do what adults want to do and are seldom allowed to pick an activity that adults will share with them. So that should be encouraged too on occasion, that children pick activity and adults work with them with the activities that the children pick or employ. Much abusive language is used, and this is to stop immediately by order of the office. And there is still a great good deal of exploitation of children without appreciation for what they have done. Adults generally have little awareness of or patience for children's need to learn. They are expected to know everything and have everything under control. Well, remember, adults, you were once very, very dumb. Much, much dumber than these children. These children are bright. They have been given the experience of being brought up in a socialist community in USA and here, even more than the adults themselves do. Sometimes you expect them to know more than you yourself do. It will take a while longer to reverse some of these patterns. After working with the children, we are still guilty of every one of these errors and more. But I think we must make a new start by having a series of short, non-accusatory sessions on child behavior in people's forums are separate meetings. I assign the teachers to keep this before us, the teaching staff, Comrade Grubbs, so that this is done, utilizing a panel of teachers and non-teachers who can articulate, that is, well speak out in non-technical ways some of the dynamics we find in our adult-child relationships. A lot of propaganda would be helpful. I mean teaching, enlightenment, stressing the need for affection, positive reinforcement, letting children be right some of the time when they are so many of the times right, letting them learn by making mistakes and complimenting them for the things they do without being torn down by criticism. The big brother, the big sister effort should be reinforced and even sped up and facilitated where necessary, as I have seen done with some, like Stephen. Different devices to help adults begin looking at children's behavior instead of merely reacting to it could be used. And there are others who are doing this, others who have done a good job of taking children. And like Rhodes, we need to be constantly concerned about our children. They are our flowers. They will grow. They even grow taller physically if they're given love. They are stunted in their growth if they're not given love. Physically, I mean. That's a fact of life. Every medical doctor can affirm that. Anyway, I know there are no quick panaceas, but I think some sort of program put together by several interested persons would be helpful. And I am demanding what I just said earlier, an end to all of the following. Poor adult examples, adults tending to speak to them only to criticize. There's still very little exception shown to children of elementary age or high school except by a small percentage of adults. Adults seldom listen to children to show their value, their thoughts. Children are usually expected to do what adults want to do and are not allowed to pick the activity that adults will share with them. Much abusive language is used, and it's to stop now. And there's still a good deal of exploitation of children without appreciation for what they have done. Adults generally have little awareness of our patients, of our patients, awareness of our patients for our children's needs, and to learn they are expected to know everything and have everything under control even more than the adults themselves do. It's a shame that you forget that you were once young. Children also respect adults, but the child must learn from the adult. Remember that. The child must learn from the adult. And I want this to stop. I've said enough on it, and I'm not well. I will come through, but I expect certain socialist principles of growth to be exhibited. There have been some good pointers that Comrade Grubbs has brought up that we will review again tonight about the sawmill question. We want to be sure that we are putting our priorities where they ought to be. Never fail to review questions. We may resolve a thing and then find that it is not the best solution. Even though the whole community decides one thing one time, perhaps later we review the situation and it's taken on new texture. I'm speaking about a sawmill. Continue to put your reports in, but don't burden me with asinine, long, long letters. You can get your questions to me, suggestions to me, but don't give me any suggestions about Sodom and Gomorrah, because those that have are going to pay. I told you the last time. I cannot go against my prophetic word. I said the next person that said anything to all of our people were here comfortably, except those I have permitted to come and go on missions of mercy. And I said anything that was said further about Sodom and Gomorrah, Babylon, they would have judgment upon them. It will not be a judgment unto death, but it will be a most unpleasant judgment of sickness. Mark my words. My words do not fail. Thank you.